for the 3 years. And one day my father was out fencing, and I had this little brother that was about 3 years old, and I'd be about six or seven. And we decided to go up and see my father as he came down from the mountain, you know. We also had a dog that was about as big as a collie. It was white and yellow. It was looked almost like a coyote color, you know, about the same size. So we took this dog and started up the canyon to meet my father. And the dog went with us. And we got up a little ways from the cabin. And I saw this dog behind a great big rock, and I started calling to it. Thought it would, you know, get it back to where we were. And as I started calling, the dog came down off the other side of the mountain. And I looked, and I could see then that that was a coyote. Well, I grabbed my poor little brother by his hand, and I don't think his feet touched the ground every 5 feet. We ran back to the cabin, but that coyote was hidden, but was just standing behind that rock. And of course, the dog chased it off, but I didn't wait to see that. I took my little brother flying back down to the cabin.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one younger and a brother and sister older.
When you said your dad was out fencing, does that mean, was he building up, was he building the fence
yes,
around the land?
Yes, if you've got 640 acres of ground, you had to fence the 4 miles of it. That would be a mile each way. So he was out putting a fence around this 4 mile perimeter.
Did he just get to go out and pick the land he wanted, or?
No, there were certain areas that would be offered, and then you would put your application in. And since it adjoined our farm, he had a kind of a priority. They would give it to the people whose farms were adjacent or something like that. So, but that was kind of fun. He says he's got long arms on another cat.
I guess. Oh, my goodness. How about different types of desert animals?
Well, of course, we didn't see too much of the desert. But so I don't know too much about desert animals.
Okay. How about, like, if you have a light on outside and you have little things like butterflies, like, what would you call
fireflies?
Fireflies.
Mm-hmm. Or gnats. Oh, you mean that kind of thing? Gnats.
Yeah.
Bugs. Just mostly gnats, flies, bugs.
Okay. How about different types of stinging?
Bees, wasps, spiders.
How about, did you ever have what you called chiggers?
No, those are in the South, but I got them in the South.
Did you? I got them in Louisiana. Oh, it was terrible.
I got them when I lived in Virginia.
Okay. How about?
We had mosquitoes, though, that were bad. Really bad.
Was that in the summertime?
Mm-hmm.
Summertime? How about different types of, like, dragonflies? Did you have those? Are those around at all?
We used to call them needles. Darning needles.
Darning needles, that's
darning
a cute
needles.
Name.
Uh-huh. But they were the type of a bigger fly, you know, that's from your house fly. From your
How about woodpeckers? Did you
yes,
have,
we have woodpeckers.
Did you have woodpeckers? Mm-hmm. Did you have any other names that you would call a woodpecker?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just woodpecker. Chickadees, birds. And
how about different types of birds?
Chickadees and larks, and meadow larks, and sparrows, and robins, robin redbreasts, and bluebirds.
How about what they say is a wise bird?
An owl.
Do they have